We're back here on KSOM as we get ready for tonight's playoff showdown between Audubon and Glidden Ralston. And joining us now is the head coach for the Wheelers, Darren Miller. And coach, how are you feeling about your basketball team coming in to tonight's showdown against the Wildcats?
Well, yeah, I think we're ready to go. You know, it's a new season. Records don't mean anything. And so we've had several days here to compare, get ready for Glidden Ralston. And so hopefully we bring our best game forward and get ready and go.
Yeah, how do you feel about your team down the stretch? It was kind of up and down. You had some close games there with Cam and AHSTW that didn't end up going your way, but some good wins like over Lomag and Riverside. You know, how do you feel like, and of course the big win over Tri-Center, you know, how you feel about your team down the stretch there?
That's exactly right. We've kind of been up and down. The Avoca game, the second half, we did not shoot the ball very well. We had a lot of great looks. The ball just didn't go in. And against Cam, the same thing. We had some good looks, didn't go in. And the other games that we won, we played really well. And obviously when the ball helps a lot. And so I think we're okay. Defensively, I feel like that's been our better part of our game right now. But offensively, when we haven't seen the ball go in, it's kind of helped us. It's kind of we kind of struggled a little bit. But we're going to be playing at home, so hopefully that'll be a good advantage for us.
What has worked defensively?
I think our man has been pretty good. Just been allowing, been good team defense, helping each other out. You know, pressuring the ball, making it hard for teams to score, and helping each other out defensively and rebounding. We've done a good job rebounding, securing rebounds on the defensive end.
Well, Austin Christensen leading you in boards. He's averaging over 9 a game, but you also have Dice that is a guard. He's averaging 5. Wessel's averaging 6. You know, so I mean, this is, again, you don't rely on any one guy, not just to score points, but to rebound and defend as well.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's everybody's job to box out. And so those three guys did a nice job going to get the rebound. And Austin obviously has a pretty quick ability to jump and has done a great job helping us on that end.
What about offensively? How have you kind of rode that a little bit? I mean, has it been a different guy each time down the stretch here? You know, what's that been like, just trying to ride whoever's hot?
Yeah, exactly. That's been the game. And, you know, whoever's feeling it that night, we've been trying to ride them and trying to get it going. And, you know, offensively, we're trying to get the ball side to side and where we can get it so we can attack the lane and try to get going downhill. You know, try to get to draw defenses in for three to kick out three, or trying to draw fouls as we try to attack the hoop. That's kind of been our game. And so whoever's doing well that night, that's who we're going to ride with.
What about Glidden Ralston? It looks like they got one key guy, Bergmeyer, who's averaging 18 a ball game. What kind of offensive player is here, and how are you going to have to focus on him?
Yeah, he's a nice player. He can score really all three levels, a good shooter, good athlete, can get to the rim, can pull up. So we really got to make sure we, you know, keep him in check and play, once again, good team defense, make them have to work at their hoops and really try to limit them to one basket each time and put, once again, keep playing as a team.
Yeah, what does your scouting report tell you about Glidden Ralston and what style they like to play?
Yeah, I've seen him play a little bit of both, man and zone on film. And offensively, they run some good sets and a lot of screening for the Bergmeyer kid. And then, you know, they do some good things trying to get offensive rebounds too. So a very well-sound team. I know Coach Derek really well, and he's done a good job up there, Glidden Ralston. So they'll be ready to play, and we got to be ready to play too.
Yeah, they don't have – I mean, I guess size-wise, they match up. They're pretty close to what you guys, don't you, in terms of that. Maybe you might even be a little bit bigger than they are.
Maybe a little bit. Yeah, I think obviously we'd like to try to get the ball inside if we can. But, you know, I think for us, offensively, trying to get it inside, or like I said earlier, trying to attack the rim.
And just overall, you know, now it's put up or shut up time. It's playoff time. You cannot have an off night now. So what's your approach here in this first round to try and move on?
Yeah, that's exactly it. We talked about here at practice that it's one and done, so we have to come ready to play. We have to come out with energy. We have to come out with focus and knowing the game plan and playing it. We have to be playing our best. And so it's something that's in their minds. And come Monday, we'll see that first 3 minutes will be important of the game. You know, how we set the tone on the defense or how we do offensively, that'll be really important.
Coach, really appreciate your time here on our Outfitters Plus Outlet Store Coaches Show, and best of luck here tonight against Glidden-Ralston. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
Darren Miller, head coach for Audubon Boys Basketball, with us here on KSOM.